rolling episode. I didn't write it down, but it's an even number. No Laugh Track podcast here in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
No Laugh Track.
My name is Justin Severson. I am here with John Wynn, first time guest.
Hello. Yeah.
Excited Ian Begg, sixth time guest.
Am I really?
Five or six?
I was going to say three, but this is a lot more than I thought.
Is that because you've had so much fun, they just kind of blend together?
They blend all as one.
That's what you're trying to say, and I appreciate
it. I wonder how
that.
Many tickets they've sold. Probably six.
If it's one per year, then we're kicking ass.
That's right.
Oh, that's good.
We don't have that many seats.
True.
How many seats are in this building? 275, right?
That's what I was going to say.
275, mm-hmm. And they're set up.
If the fire marshal's asking, it's too sick. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, fire marshal, but they're set up better. There's a couple clubs that have this good setup, and that's it.
A couple.
And they're set up so everybody faces forward. A lot of clubs love to put a nice old banquet table in so they don't have to back towards you.
Or stage in the corner of the room.
The only hurt somebody should have after leaving a comedy show is their face or their tummy, not their neck.
Right.
Absolutely. Although last night, we're going to get all into last night because I was here with my wife. My wife and I never miss Ian Begg in
Minneapolis.
That's
nice that you paid to come see me. We're down two.
We're only doing comp tickets to one show, and then we're leaving the rest for everybody else. But I did notice somebody in the front row said his neck was hurting from looking directly up at you.
Looking up.
Oh, wow.
And those
that was an slight injury.
Those people are from Minnesota and seen me in Chicago and found out I was going to be here, so they're going to see me in Minneapolis, drove here to see me in Minneapolis from someplace in Minnesota, and are going to actually go see me in Chicago maybe next week or when we're there in September.
Damn.
Or October,
That's awesome.
Wow.
They were like,
these
two.
Yeah, yeah.
The people that complained about their drinks.
Yeah, yeah. The Mai Tai.
We tried for Mai Tais, but these aren't Mai Tais. They're Me Toos.
Well, I meant to Google, what's in a Mai Tai that makes it so difficult? Do you have any idea?
I have no clue. No, I've never even had one. Yeah,
it's a rum drink. It's all I know.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
It's what people usually drink on vacation, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
In a hot
tropical
place. Not Minneapolis.
No. Well, it is May 1st. It was May 1st yesterday.
It was a wonderful day. It was a beautiful day. I wore a t-shirt to the show and was able to walk home very comfortably. Unlike today, which has gone back to March.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. We're back for a day. Mm-hmm. So, John, I've never met you before.
Right.
Saw you perform last night. We're going to get into that. I can just say right now, very funny.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate
but I want to know, how do you two know each other?
Boy.
We used to be involved in a sex club. No.
Besides the obvious.
Is that that obvious, huh?
Stand up. I met John.
In Miami. Yeah.
Well, cool. Well, neither of you are from Miami.
No, well, I started comedy in Miami.
Okay.
So I started there, and that's how I knew about your manatee kayak.
Oh, yes. That's right.
So I started many years ago. And then, you know, first time I saw Ian, one of our mutual friends was working the improvs and brought Ian to a bar show that we're at.
Oh, which one?
It was at John Martin's. It was like a Thursday night. Yeah. And so it was the first time I ever saw Ian. He just came and did like 20 minutes at a bar show. And I was very new to comedy. And I just went up to him afterwards. And I said, how do you do that? And I remember him telling me, he goes, oh, I'm just listening to people talking. And I was like, man, that's amazing. You know, I was just like, that's amazing. And I just couldn't believe it. And then a couple years later, I got the host. So it was really cool. I got the host for him. And we went out and had lunch and stuff like that. And so I've known him quite a few years now. So, and we've kind of worked on stuff. Writing stuff and you know
okay
John, and John has always been a nice guy. We have the same love of food.
Yeah.
We like food and the same styles of food. He also, my wife loves sweets, and they both love sweets.
Yeah.
Like they're all my wife will travel with us every once in a while, and he will be off having a cinnamon roll with my wife at fucking 7 a.m. in the morning. And I'm like, I'm sleeping.
Yeah.
I don't know how John's getting out of bed after working all night, but I'm sleeping. So John will go with me.
Yeah, I love it.
John's wife, she stays at home. She's smart.
Yeah.
She's the smartest out of all. She's like, oh, yeah, you guys go travel doing your stupid shit.
What bond do you and John's wife have?
We both love John. That was pretty good. That was pretty
great.
Quick.
That was
oh,
very
man.
Good. Fully was true on my wife's part. But yeah.
One of those is true, you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, I looked up. So you were a college professor?
Yeah. I actually still am. I'm actually still a college professor.
Tell them what you learned yesterday.
Yeah. had a big diversity sexual harassment training yesterday before I came to the show.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. Really wild. It's a new world. It's amazing fun. Stuff.
There was
some
impressive stuff in it. Am I allowed to mention it all?
I guess
you tell
so.
You tell me if you don't want it, if you don't feel uncomfortable.
No, I think we can. I don't think anybody
was.
Was
this on Zoom and you were in the room with them or something? Or?
No, he told me afterwards.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was on Zoom.
I'm just lying in the bed.
Yeah. I don't know. We're walking by naked. We're not lawyers. I think I'm summarizing it correctly. But yeah, they were just crazy things. Like, I didn't, you know, because it's a college, you know.
It's not the obvious stuff.
Yeah.
That's what it's not the obvious stuff. Like,
it wasn't about, like, don't date the students or something.
Well. See, because I teach at a community college, the age range of students can vary.
So you can date the students.
You potentially could date a student.
It's crazy.
As long as there's no power differential. You know what I mean?
Like, as long as you're teaching knitting. Nobody has power in knitting.
Could be a different class or something like that, but you potentially could do that. No quid pro quo. That's what they...
Was there anybody, did you notice anybody else in this meeting go, oh, thank God?
Yes. No. Maybe. No.
It made me want to get a job there.
Well, and just think, like, all these things that, you know, the reason you're having that is because it's based on something that's already, they need to cover it because it's happened. Already been an issue.
Are you serious?
I don't know.
I mean, somewhere it was.
I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't want to presume any of that. I think there's some new state laws in
California.
Maybe
not in your college. Maybe.
Right. Because we're part of a big system of schools. So it might have been somewhere else. I don't know, but yeah. So...
He's not the leader. He's just one of the teachers.
What's your?
I teach film.
What's
making.
Your specialty?
Film production. Yeah, film production. That's
oh wow.
Yeah, yeah, yep.
It's impressive,
very
right?
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very, very fun.
And you've been doing that for many years.
Oh yeah, long time. Over 20 years.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah. Been doing film for.
So has comedy been full time ever? Or is it kind of?
It's full time.
Maybe. There was a brief moment where I got laid off, so it was maybe full-time for, like, a month. But then after that, I just started taking part-time teaching jobs and stuff, and I just had a baby, so I was like, I got to make some money.
Sure.
So, no, but I'm very fortunate. I'm a tenured professor, so I have a very great schedule. I work with great people, so it's been really very fortunate. So I'm not going to give that up right now until... something major happens, I guess.
How about students showing up at one of your sets somewhere?
Hasn't happened yet. I try not to. I don't really promote it. I guess I could. I could promote it. I just choose not to, you know? I just rather just kind of keep.
You don't need to know, right?
It's just like, this is teaching. This is, nobody needs to know that. You know what I mean?
Hasn't accidentally happened, like you run into a classmate at a strip club or something?
No, I did do it in Miami. I announced it when I was teaching in Miami, and then I seemed to get some... I got in trouble a little bit from HR, and like there were a couple complaints from students.
Just a joke about teaching a bunch of bitches.
Yeah. No. So no. At this particular college, I don't really mention it. So
yeah, fair enough.
But they're cool if I did. My boss knows. He's come to shows, but everybody else is kind of like whatever.
Sure. I see those. Shows advertised, the teacher's show, where it's a bunch of teachers
put
together.
Yes.
And I find it weird. Like I don't know. Like. I think you're doing it right. Like the way you just, he's just John. He's not a teacher.
Right.
Why do you say that?
Because it seems like it's different if you become famous and you're the comic that was a teacher. But if you're selling that being a teacher thing, it's basically like, don't smoke. Choo, choo. You know, like those shows that you see at schools, you know?
Right.
I mean, like it seems to me like that.
But do you limit your potential audience too? You know what I mean? Like I think the pandemic did that a lot. A lot of people kind of zeroed in on whatever they were doing and kind of found that crowd, like comedy just for nurses or comedy just for teachers or comedy, which is, I mean, good.
Well,
good
how
for
did
them.
The nurses have time during the pandemic?
Yeah.
To go and see stand up.
Yeah. Ding 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 ding. I'm cheering them on.
But good for them.
Yeah.
That's right. My mom's a retired nurse.
I love nurses. Yep. My mom's a nurse too.
Yep. Absolutely.
John's had a nurse take his blood pressure.
I've dealt with one once or twice. Also learned that you're from Waco, Texas.
I grew up there. Yeah, I grew up in Waco.
You
said
born in Vietnam.
I was born in Vietnam. Yeah, but I grew up in Waco, Texas. Yeah, yeah.
Were you around with the David Koresh nonsense?
I did. I moved and I started going to college about a year before that happened. But I went and visited some friends when that was going down. So I went to the outskirts of that. You know, you could only go so far because the feds had shut down everything.
Damn feds!
There were people like I'd never like people just kind of protesting. I don't know, protesting the government.
Wait, they were protesting the government.
Yeah, essentially out this like very very few people. And then I remember that was the first time I ever saw a dog with a sunscreen on its nose. Some guy had brought his dog and put sunscreen on the dog's.
No way. I've never seen that.
You live in California. You're not doing that?
I've never seen that. No, but now I'm going to.
Yeah. I
you're abusing your dog. No,
I'm being a bad dog owner.
Yeah. But 2 days later, the whole thing went down. I went back.
Oh, wow.
That so was like, yeah, 2 days later. Yeah. So I was like, whoa, at least I went out there and checked that out for a while.
Wow. And then I learned a fun fact I learned about Waco, Texas. It's the birthplace of Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, they have a Dr. Pepper museum, and the water fountains have Dr. Pepper coming out of them.
At the museum? In the museum?
At the museum, yeah.
I thought you meant all over Waco.
No.
I'm like, no wonder they had a cult there.
No.
In the schools.
Yeah. It just comes right out there. And
what do you mean? Like, it comes, if you do this, like, yeah, Dr. Pepper comes
that's
out?
That's right. Yeah, they have it piped in so that
And people just drink from the next person?
Yeah, it's weird. It's a water fountain that has Dr. Pepper.
I've always
found it's changed since the pandemic, but...
Well, there's always that one kid that puts his mouth on the fountain. That's...
Yeah. And Steve Martin's born in Waco. A lot of people...
Oh.
Yeah.
There you go.
Steve Martin is the second funniest person to come out of Waco.
Behind Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. Behind Dr. Pepper.
The Dr. Pepper. No. All right, let's talk about last night. Now, we kind of got into it a little bit. It was... Amazing. First of all, Asian comic. Three Asian comics in one night. We've never seen that before.
I have in my name. That's Asian. As Ian.
I'd like to be warned before I come to a comedy club if there's going to be more than one.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Ian?
More than one Ian, exactly. You're following me.
I like the way you looked at you. I'd like to be warned. John, I'd like to be warned. It's like the all-teacher show. It's the all-Asian show.
I would describe John's comedy as misdirection, right?
Yeah.
Is that a
good
description of that?
Absolutely.
It's and then, whoa!
Yeah.
That's not
what's mine. Just like, I see it coming. I get it. Just set it up. Don't do the punchline. We know what you're going to say.
There are like 4 hours of us talking about what your comedy is on this podcast.
Oh, my, I know. So. Apparently 6 episodes. But John's is fantastic. It's clean. It's funny. You don't see it coming. It's about him.
I try to. I'm a big Misdirection fan.
People love him?
Yeah. Oh, that's very nice. Yeah.
You got a very loud reaction from a woman in the front row when you brought up a vabbing.
Vabbing, yeah. She really visceral. She was like, ugh. Like, she knew it. But then I asked her how she knew it. She didn't respond. So
she made you smell her wrist?
Yeah. Sniff this.
How do you know about it? Right here.
You didn't get a hug after the show, did you?
No.
Just a wrist tap.
He'll remember me.
Take a whiff.
I don't know if I'm proud or embarrassed to say that I guess I had heard that was a thing, but I didn't know the name until last night. Did you know that before working with John?
I didn't know. Until I'd seen John do that, I was like, and I still, until this moment, thought it was fake. So
it's a thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I ended up Googling it this morning, and there are quite a few stories about that. Originally, it was a TikTok trend or something, and where a woman was like, this worked for me, try it, pheromones, and then she went into apparently graphic detail of how many fingers.
I just put my wrist on it, I scrub it.
Yeah. Graphic detail of how and
how
what,
did, was
where.
She a good-looking lady?
I didn't see that.
I just see butchy kind of women, and I don't know if you're allowed to say that anymore because you're not allowed to say anything. But maybe you know, a skookum looking lady doing it, and doesn't mean she's heavy. She's good on her feet.
Is that a Canadian term?
Yeah, skookum. She's not gonna get knocked over.
I think that's accurate. I think that's absolutely accurate.
Her feet are always at shoulder width apart because she can't get them any closer. She's a little bit of a, you know, she's a goer.
My wife and I got home last night and we were talking about how good the show was.
Oh, thank God.
And we were talking about, pause. And we were trying to remember the moment where, as she described it, she goes, yeah, Ian said something and I was taking a drink out of my can and she did a spit take and it bounced basically off the top of her can and got her glasses wet. And it was when you used the word...
She vabbed herself.
Yeah.
It's the cleanest vab around.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
She
mabbed herself. That's with her mouth.
It was when you used the term finger bang.
Finger bang?
Yes.
I started pretty early with finger bang. I started,
I know.
Right off the top. I was just like...
You had her at finger bang.
I had her. Wow. I think you always have them at finger bang.
And then the other note from my wife was that... she's like, oh, yeah, and I forgot that Ian uses puss.
Puss. The puss. Puss, yeah, puss. Puss, right in the puss. Right in the puss. Some people will contact me. I seen this guy, and he said puss the other day. He's copying. I'm like, I wasn't the first person to use puss, but.
You're kidding me. They're trying to narc people out for.
Yeah, I'm just like, I'm good for them. Fucking use it. I always say this. I've had a couple. I've seen somebody do your jokes. I go, oh, well, I hope they did it better. Like, I really, that's it. Like, I don't do a very good job at telling jokes, so I hope they're doing them better.
Who would be taking your...
my puss?
Yeah.
Who would be stealing my puss? They stole my puss. That's awesome. I forgot Ian says puss a lot while he's finger banging. I have no idea how... my wife fell in love with me after seeing my show because the stupidity that I talk about and say, you would think that person you see on stage was balls out a million miles an hour, just fucking doing cocaine and doing stupid stuff and just fingers out the window. Just bah, 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 bah. I'm coming to your town and everybody's getting touched.
Yes.
Now there is a little bit of that to me. I don't do drugs, but I drive with my fingers out the window all the time.
As two married comedians, do your wives still think you're funny? Do you have any idea?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Yeah. You look down immediately when I said that. No?
No, I think most... I remember being in a Target, and this guy... I was there. Me, my friend Jeff, and my wife were there. And we'd just been out for dinner, and we had to grab something, and we went in, and... All the refrigerators were taped up with do not cross lines because they had a power outage and everything melted and then it had restarted and froze again. So they didn't want people getting sick. And there was a guy that was trying to get in the ice cream container. Like, he didn't care. He was like, he ended up ripping it down. I said, you're going to get diarrhea. I said, excuse me, you're going to get diarrhea. Right? And I just kept yelling it out. Yeah. And my wife just turned me around and said, not every place is a stage. And I think that answers your question for every married comedian, not just us two.
Probably.
Every married man, I think. I'm pretty sure we all get said, because, you know, we all say stupid. And I don't know. She does that thing where she asks a statement. Like, she'll make it a statement question. Like, we'll be watching the same movie as you and ask a question about what's going to happen next.
Mm-hmm.
And even though you've not seen it, so you don't know what's going to happen next. And you're just looking at it like, what the fuck? You know, that was a statement.
I will say that when I get a good laugh out of my wife, I'm like, oh,
it's a big win.
Wow.
You just start walking towards the bedroom.
Yeah like, hey.
It's go time.
Mission accomplished. Let's go. Let's go.
I do. I don't, you guys are probably the same. Like, every so often I'll hear my wife laugh. And it's a distinct laugh that you remember from when you first met. Like, I'm just like, oh, I got her. I got her on that
that's
one. Right?
Funny. Yeah. Right. That's true.
No, I only hear that when I bring her to see Ian Bagg. So thanks a lot.
I guarantee you she doesn't laugh like she did laugh at you when she first seen you get out of a car and trip.
You know me better than I thought you did. That's great. You're still doing your podcast, I know.
The hockey podcast, yeah.
Yep, I love it.
Oh,
still.
Thanks, man.
Still love it. Still listen.
Yeah.
Great stuff. You and Jeff?
Yeah, I got to figure out. So we put it on YouTube right now, and it goes up as live, but it's not. It's live to tape, and I'm trying to figure out how to put it up to live to tape because I don't
like streaming. The streaming.
Yeah, the streaming. Yeah. But it's not live, right? So
right.
It's live. We're putting it up. It's happening at this time but it's live. You know, like it's not, it's, I don't know. It's really confusing right now. All that fucking YouTube stuff drives me insane.
You want it to be live though, right? Live streaming or no?
Live streaming, but it's not live.
Yeah.
Like we've already recorded it, but we're putting it up.
Yeah,
live.
Yeah. Huh.
So they can talk. But we're not there. Like, so the people who can watch it can have a conversation.
Yeah. Can you do that? There's got to be a way
to play it. I think I got to put up on it not live or something like
that.
Right. Because people are like, why aren't you answering my questions? I'm like, because I'm doing something else.
Right. I know. I was already listening to the most recent episode. And are you going to officially change the name to Hockey Talk and Travel Tips? Because there's so much travel
really
talk.
Funny. I forgot I'd said that. Because it starts off, because Jess a pilot, so we always talk about traveling, and I'm traveling, we always talk, and then we get into hockey. But we might have another guy joining us. There's a guy, Darren Millard, who's worked for the NHL, he works for the Golden Knights now. He's one of their voices, and he's worked for the big company at CBC in Canada. But he might come on, so it might be Jeff, Ian, and Millard.
Oh, wow.
So, but he's not from our hometown, but he's from Canada. But we'll see what happens. But I don't know. We'll see what happens. It just, because we try to do interviews, but very rarely do we get enough energy to actually make sure somebody's there. So he would help us get interviews, but we'll see what happens. I love it, though. I love it because we just have a fun talk. Our stats are always wrong. Jeff's hockey talk is absolutely, like, there's nobody better to watch a hockey game with. He's the smartest hockey man I've ever met. It's absolutely amazing, and it's fun. And when we have conversation about it, we have a good time. And then I'll say something every so often, and sometimes he will not want to agree with me, and I just see him just roll right over it. And then other times it'll get him going. He's like, okay, he sees where I'm going with it, because he coaches hockey in Vegas, and I'll go out with him, right? And he teaches really well. And the way I actually used to coach kids too, but the way I do it was you'd show them the drill and then somebody else would be doing it. And I go over and say, how do we do this? Like I always ask a question. I'm like, so I always go up and ask the kids, I wasn't listening. What are we doing here? And they'll explain it to me. I'm like, okay. And the first time I did, he's like, why are you telling me you weren't listening? I'm like, cause they tell me how to do the drill and it gets into their head. And he's like, oh, I get it. But he hates. Like, he was, for years, he was mad at me because I had better NHL connections than him. So he played in the NHL.
Yeah.
So it was driving him nuts. But now he's back on TV in the so in Vegas. So
he is.
Yeah, so he's always bragging about how he's been on TV more than me lately and stuff like that. So it's pretty funny.
Oh, that's
for a couple of idiots that grew up in Terrace, British Columbia.
That's right. One's a pilot. The other one's a professional comedian. What do you think about the that tradition in Nashville with the catfish being thrown on the ice? And then just earlier this week, there was this country singer, this very attractive country singer, that was doing an intermission performance, and they poured a Budweiser into the catfish's mouth, and then she bottoms up and drank out of it.
Yeah.
John looks very confused.
She's really hot. I don't know if anybody does. I think they usually put some sort of plastic in there so you're not drinking from the fish, but she drank it right from a catfish, and I tell you. Yeah.
Babbing.
It got me right in the puss. Yeah, good for her, though. I guarantee you she's getting a lot more text messages. I guarantee you people are DMing her out of the blue now, and her country music's blowing up. But I think it's funny. Yeah. I think it's funny. Because there's Newfoundland, it's called Screech, and you kiss a fish, and then you do a 100.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so it's kind of the same.
Okay.
Yeah, I might as well drink.
I think it's very interesting, the process people must have to go through. I read about a few of them. The process people must have to go through to sneak these into an arena.
I like the commercial they got going where the guy straps fish to him. He cellophane saran wraps a fish to himself, goes through security, like at the Nashville building, and security notices him and gives him like a you go through. And I'm just like, so how many kids are going to be trying that now?
Yeah.
Right? It's like, okay, we're allowed to do it.
So. I think it's interesting that, like, Nashville's, that's their whole, it seems like their whole attitude towards that is, well, we're not providing the catfish. Like, we don't have a tank where you get to buy one for $100 and throw it on the ice.
Not
however, we're not, we do put it on our social media.
Yeah,
and,
Know, like we are the cash feed people. Yeah, it's weird because it should be like a mountain lion that they throw on.
Right?
They're the predators.
Right.
A priest, or something.
A priest. A molester. They throw a molester every time they score onto the ice.
No one's doing that yet. No one is doing that.
But I don't
know
how the catfish got involved in the predators, though.
No, I don't. I guess I don't either.
I guess they're trying to match Detroit with their octopus.
Octopi.
Oh, yeah. Why? I had no idea about these things.
Yeah.
They throw an octopus.
I haven't taken John to a hockey game yet.
That's wild.
You can take him to a Wild playoff game this week.
I've started my, they're not in the playoff run. As soon as I went to Winnipeg. They got knocked out, and then last week we were in Detroit. Now we're in Minneapolis. Next week, Philadelphia. The week after that, Chicago. That's how it's going.
Jeez, nothing but hockey markets.
If you want we want your team knocked out of the playoffs, have Bag come to town in April, and he will get you knocked out of.
Yeah, when are you going to Florida? They still have a team act.
They still have a team. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. How about some other things? We were at the show last night. We had the vabbing. Old enough to know better.
Old enough to know better, but apparently was yip-yapping at the staff all night, so didn't know that she was old enough. She didn't know she was old enough to know better, was being a complete Karen and complaining about things.
Really?
Yeah.
You must have found that out later?
After the show, otherwise I would have told her to settle it down, bitch.
Interesting.
My crowds are nice people.
Yeah, so, I mean, people know, they should know that, you know, Ian obviously talks to the crowd quite a bit, asks questions. What's your name? How old are you? What do you do for a living? Asked a woman.
Hope they're a little better than that.
They're all like that, and all in rapid repetition, like just like how I deliver them.
What's your name? What you got there? Blah blah blah.
Blah blah blah. Answer me. Blah 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 blah.
If you were stuck on an elephant, if your best friend Jack was stuck on an elephant, would you help Jack off?
Stop.
And then people always say no, and you go, "You'd just leave him there."
Stop.
It was a great joke from when I was a kid.
So you asked a woman her age, and she paused, and then, old enough to know better.
It was Howard Stern's mom.
That
was a great impression.
Thank you. Yeah. Howard. Hey, Howard. And so I asked Google, how old is too old to know better?
Uh-huh.
The phrase, you are old enough to know better, is a reminder that people are expected to become more mature, responsible, and wise as they age. However, some say that the age at which someone is old enough to know better depends on their maturity and can range from 20 to 60.
Ooh, wow. She was in that. She was like 50-something, right?
Yeah, it's a big range.
Talk about an age range.
Yeah. It's kind of like the women I like.
Oh!
Do you ever heard of a guy named Dan St. Paul?
No.
There was a comic named Dan St. Paul.
Dan
St.
Germain.
And I always thought he was from here because his last name St. Paul. I thought he'd given himself a fake last name, right? But he would do a joke, and this is probably about 5 years into me doing comedy that I didn't get until a couple years later, about how as he gets older, the more women he likes. So when he was 17, he liked girls 16 to about 20.
Yeah.
And when he got to 25, he liked girls 30 to about 16.
Oh God.
Right? He couldn't do the joke anymore, right?
Yeah.
But he was like, I think he was like 40 or 50 at that time, but he just kept getting, now I like 80 to fucking, you know. Just made me laugh.
That's like the couple in the audience last night, you asked them how they met, and she was like, "Well, I was 13."
Oh,
that was really
funny. Clip.
That's funny.
That's the clip.
That's funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank God. You go. Thank God. Thank God. Yeah.
I was 13. He was 14. Oh, thank God.
Very fast.
That could have gone really bad.
That's the clip.
Yeah. I was 13. No confessions.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's happening. I also really enjoyed when the lady said she, because I did a joke about. Being there was two ladies here, and they had met through their sons being in
Boy Scouts.
The Boy Scouts, yeah. The most molested scout troop of all time.
Yeah,
no,
Ian,
not scout troop. I got booger on here. Hold
on. Ian, they
on your
they were
on my
deer.
Lip.
Right here.
Right here.
There you go.
I got it.
Got
on tape.
Yeah. I wasn't sure if they. This isn't live, is it? Or is it? Is
super it, HD on Ian's nose. They were dear friends. Let me remind you. They were
they went hunting?
No, remember? That's what she said. We're dear friends.
We're dear friends.
Yeah, we're dear friends.
And because I was looking at them and I was like, I wonder how these ladies came here, right? And they were in a row. There was another older lady and then an older man. And I was like, oh, they must be all together. Well, they weren't together. Apparently, the people that sat the place put everybody, okay, this is your demographic. Yeah. You have to sit with them. But they were friends when their sons went to Boy Scouts together in the second grade.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. But she had seen a special of mine and enjoyed it and brought her friend that she thought would enjoy it, right? And I brought up that her sons had been molested, and I said I'd been molested too. Everybody that's cool gets molested. I got molested because I was trying to play hockey, which is weird that I ended up on the third line. I'm like, what did the guy on the first line have to do? And then I said a name of a player that I played hockey with. And I won't bring up his name right now because I don't want no one on the line. But anyways, I ended up talking to the table beside them a little bit later, and I had asked about three more questions. And the lady, for some reason, had that stuck in her head, and she said, I've not been molested.
I've never been molested,
I've never been. But the question, I can't even remember what the question was. Like,
how do you know them?
How do you know them? I've not been molested.
It was like the little boy, I like turtles.
Yeah, it was so funny. What? She had it stuck in her head. My God.
I have not been molested.
And I honestly did not believe the way she said it. She, when you protest too much.
Uh-huh, that's right. Maybe next time you go through the whole, let's just start, you're like, all right, everyone, row by row, yes or no.
I would love to be able to, like, just an hour of, we start here, and I go through you, and how far we get. See, like, I'll just talk to everybody in the crowd and have, like, just have a list of questions.
Why haven't you?
I just.
You could do that.
I don't know. I'm too fucking much of a pussy.
I would love to be at that show.
I could sell the, I'm going to ask a question. Like, answer my question.
Yeah.
That could be the name of the
show.
Yeah.
I could.
You absolutely should do
remember
that.
Remember when Bert used to do the get out of work, skip work, call in sick? Do you remember that show?
Yeah.
He would go do a podcast or go to a show somewhere.
But it would be in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And people daytime, come out. Yeah. But I could do something like that. Just an answer questions, but it's not part of the regular show.
Right.
It's just a afternoon, like, how about something like HR or something like that? You know, like, apply for a new job with Ian.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. Absolutely. Last year when you were here, you were telling me that you would, it was beginning of January when you were here, and you were just maybe...
I knew it was cold the last time I was here. I knew it.
January. First, like, second week. And you had just told, you were telling me that you had just recently hired someone to help you with social media.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, this is going to be huge, and you're going to be selling out comedy clubs. You said, yeah, I hope so.
Oh, look at that.
I remember saying, I hope so. And I don't remember saying, yeah.
The last year has gone really well, has it not?
It's been insane.
Right?
And,
congratulations, by the way.
Oh, thank you, man. And it's been because of people like John working with me and his film. We've created this kind of company where we record and cut things up and put it online and experiment with things. And sometimes they work and sometimes they don't. And yeah, it's been going nuts. Yeah. It's insane. Yeah. Where were we last week? We were in Detroit and all those shows were almost sold out like before we even got there. And here it's like pretty close too. So yeah, it's been really fun.
Did I see this right? Is there at least one person or some people that have got Ian Begg tattoos now?
I got one lady that's got two of them, and she's a lesbian, which makes no sense at all. And yeah, I've had a couple people show up, wearing shoes and...
Yeah, it's pretty amazing when you see, like, the fans coming out. That's, like, the unique thing is, like, it really is... To not have all of these sets recorded with Ian is, like... It's just capturing this amazing performance where it's like it's always different. It's so unique, and it just is kind of dependent on the crowd a little bit, you know, who they are and what kind of just stuff. But he can come up with out of that, and But the fact that we have, I mean, we have so many hours now of just like stuff that we can, and each one is different. It doesn't have to do any material. It could just be the interaction. So it's awesome. I mean, it's really great, I think.
As someone who's been doing, you know, this podcast for quite a few years now, like just, I love seeing this, like, the next stage of, like, the, you know, I've been a fan of yours for a long time. I remember seeing you here, like, 2008, 2009, 7, like, before I ever did this podcast.
I recorded a special, a CD here with Crazy Dan.
Yeah,
and, that was, and then 1 year I did a Christmas, they used to bring me for Christmas time because you'd work really well with the Christmas parties.
That's
and I had this fucking Christmas party that went off wrong. I had, like, 150 people out of the room just leave when this lady was just being a complete twat to me. And I said, well, you can leave. She said, yeah, I can leave. And she said, my husband's fucking. I'm like, I don't give a shit who your husband. Well, is there a Christmas party? They got up and left. They were from U.S. Bank, and they're complete fucking assholes. And I will still not work with U.S. Bank because of those. But and so Lewis banned me for 2 years, and then I came back. Yeah, it's been, you guys have been always really good to me. I've seen, I don't know how many different managers, you know, throughout the years.
Same.
I've seen, some people like start off as openers that have gone on and done other great things. And
it's so fun.
And
see that.
And John knows. John was like, hey, I'd really like to go to Minneapolis with you. And I'm like, well, you're going everywhere with me. So fucking, you know, there's very few that you're not going with me to. And he's like, that's the one. People want to go to Acme. So it's always been really, like, kind of feel like you're in the club because they let me come here and work.
That's awesome. Had you performed in Minnesota before?
I did St. Paul.
Oh, gross.
I performed at a club there. I don't think it's around anymore, but yeah.
What was it called?
Joke Joint.
It is not there.
It is not there,
nope.
Right?
Nope. They've torn down that whole area. It's all
It was like a
condos
very old,
or whatever.
It was like an old strip club, I guess, is what they said.
Oh, probably. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Joke
1860s strip club.
1860s strip
club.
Very
old. Look at like a saloon.
Just
like
that,
a Western.
The dress. Yeah. The dress comes up.
Yeah, that whole little outlet, whatever the hell it is. It was all supposed to look like an old tiny Western place or whatever. I saw online, Ian. Have you been getting? Are more people bringing fake legs up on stage? I saw. Two,
we've had
at
a lot.
Least?
I think that's at least 300% more than usual.
What are the odds of that, right? And if we weren't filming all this stuff, you wouldn't believe it.
No. Even better,
no.
It was a perfectly a month apart. The same night, a month apart.
Same date. It was like one
something
was in
with the moon or what is it?
Maybe.
Well, I don't know if that's what's taking people's legs, but something took people's legs.
Werewolf.
Yeah, it was bizarre. And we hadn't posted the first one, so nobody really knew.
Oh, no kidding.
Maybe a photo, but no video. I don't even think there was no video. Just a photo, because I took it that night. I was like, you gotta go put this out there.
It's crazy.
Hilarious.
And boom. And the second leg was way filthier than the first one. Oh. He didn't wash that one at all. He wasn't taking care. I'm like, I guess I'm pretty sure I know how you lost the first one. Gangrene.
Maintenance.
Yeah. You still got to clean them every once in a while.
It was a Kentucky leg, that second one. That's a real Kentucky leg. First one's from California.
So. Yeah, the Kentucky leg. Yeah, they're just making moonshine out of the bottom of it. I actually seen a commercial. Lady Gaga did a commercial for headaches.
She's on some prescription.
Migraines, for migraines, right? No matter what your migraine is. And then they show people with migraines. And then for some unknown reason, they just show a girl with one leg in it. And I'm like, it's got nothing to do with migraines. What the fuck? I'm not going to take a medicine that doesn't even know where they are. It's all on your foot.
Mixed messages.
I also love the, please keep doing these, the videos where you are viewing some of your clips and then reading the comments that people have. What did you call it? Defender of content. Fantastic stuff.
Oh, that's awesome. That's
good.
Yeah.
I'm not a comedian, but I have stuff out there that, you know, and when I see a negative comment, I'm like, it hurts, man. Sometimes I like hesitate to want to look.
It's just stupid.
You realize that these are idiots and it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, but it still fucking annoys you. And I know that's going to make other people do things, but it's annoying. Like right now, so when you do YouTube stuff, you get a certain amount of strikes against you, and then they start hiding your stuff according to your swearing and your content, right?
Okay, yeah.
Mine has always been offside, and I'm offside. I apologize. That's just who I am, right? So we had to hide words.
Yes,
so we hide words. Yeah. First with bleeps, and we got rid of the silence, and we thought, why don't we put in different words instead of just, you know, so, but the complaints that we get from
I've seen this.
People, yeah. And I can't every time I explain it, I explain it. Hey, YouTube makes money off of having a platform that other people put their stuff on, and then they sell advertising
right.
to it. It's not their, this is not their business, just giving some Joe Schmo a platform. That's not their business is advertising, and if they can't advertise it, they're going to get rid of you. Therefore, I have to hide the stuff. And if you go on anybody else's that's like me, that kind of stuff is hidden. You got to take out words.
They bleep it or whatever.
Bleep it, whatever,
yeah,
right?
Whatever.
Silence it, right? And people just, there's no funny left if you're not saying cunt. You know what I mean? So you're going to have to bleep that.
You know what I mean?
Right. But it's crazy. Like and I'm like, I fall for it every time. They're trolls. They're absolute just trolls. You have no idea. And I get it. Some people put on, hey, I really, the beeps get annoying. Can we do something else? Like when they ask me, yeah, but you know what? I have a Patreon. And you got to think of Patreon as normal TV's YouTube, Patreon's HBO.
Mm-hmm.
If right. you want to see the good stuff, you got to go to HBO, all right? And I'm sorry if my free stuff isn't good enough for you. Like, I don't know what more you want from me. Like, but how much can you take? Some of these people just, like, drain you of
it's
fucking
it's because
shit.
This is a, you know, era of we expect everything free in how we want it.
Right.
And how we like it.
It's amazing.
No, I know. I mean, it's not right, but it's how it is.
I bought something in the airport the other day, and it was the same price as something outside of the airport. People are into greed like you wouldn't believe right now. But it's amazing how people, when they pay for something, they don't complain much. Like, they get...
Right.
You know, but if they get something for free... You've fucked me in every way possible, sir. In every way possible. You have just lied me down and taken it all.
Yeah, you're right about that.
It's amazing.
You're absolutely right about that.
And I do enjoy it. Like, I would say 99% of the people that watch my stuff are just, like, supportive, and they're there, and they're on the...
The comedy fans.
Ian fans, and want me to do better.
So Liz Mealy was here 2 weeks ago, and she made a great point about how she recently put out a special. And she was like, I know when it got beyond my built-in fans because of the comments.
That's funny.
Yeah. So I'm sure, like, did you notice that at some point in the last year, or like when things have really climbing?
No,
like, there's more.
I guess so. We're at a point right now we're dealing with a lot of troll.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to do this mindset of we care about the people that care about it.
Sure.
We don't care about the people that don't care about it. The people that watch it, the people that help out. Like, it's amazing. I'm building a community of people that enjoy what I do. I'm not building a community of people that don't enjoy what I do. But in the reverse, there are people that build communities of complainers, right?
Sure.
So, like, there's, I think Howard Stern used to have a lot of people that listened to his show because they didn't like it.
That was like in that movie. They said that more people listen because they want to see what you're going to say that's offensive.
Yeah,
or
they can complain about. And I don't want to get to the point where I have those people. I want the people that want to come out to the show, escape from the world, have a good time.
I think that'll still be, I think the catch 22, though, is that the algorithm of whatever makes it rewards when you engage.
Right.
That's the catch 22 of it. You still have to talk to these fuckheads and engage a little bit, and then but it helps in the end. It helps, but does it help in the crowd? But I think at the end of the day, it's still, like, you know, you said, it is like 99% that
yeah,
are 99, positive.
Yeah, it's pretty
fans.
But it is weird how the social media, and I will say this, they will protect the hater over the creator every day of the week. Like, The only reason they make money is because of the creator, and they make money because the person's watching. But if the person doesn't have something to watch, they're not making money. But they'll protect the hater every time. Hmm. Like right now, I'm dealing with Facebook. I have a lot of fake Ian Beggs, right? So okay. What they'll do is they build a profile. They'll take a check mark as the profile picture.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then comment, hey, thanks for watching my stuff. Please please DM me.
Yeah.
Right? And then I guess they ask for money or whatever, but I have to go on there. And it's funny because I look at the pictures. It's, you know, it's the check mark on their pictures. Check mark. Picture me, picture me, picture me. And then slowly slides into a kid from someplace in Asia and all the things that he's been doing. Yeah,
it's me.
John does a lot of fake ones.
John Wynn, a.k.a. kid from Asia.
Asian.
But that's how they get. That's how Facebook probably says, hey, that person is not. But they are. They're just taking your picture. But then that's how they're saying probably, oh, they're probably at these other pictures. They're not trying to.
So you've had to prove to social media that you're you?
I just got an email back today saying, hey, we've had a complaint about a profile not being you. We find that is not the case. And I'm just like, really? You don't find Ian Bagg and all the pictures of me fucking not me? Like, I'm just going to turn into a complainer right now. The customer service for social media is non-existent. Yeah. If you have a problem, you fucking just ride in the wind until it gets figured out or it gets lost. They do not. Like, if any other company was run like that in America, it would have been shut down. Like it's unbelievable. The stuff that they get away with. And I know why they're worried about TikTok, because TikTok is a Chinese company, which is actually owned by a company in Indonesia. But it can influence where Americans get their news,
absolutely.
Right? So they have to worry about it. It's not like they don't have, not that they want control of it, but you got to follow certain rules when it comes to TV and stuff like that, right? And they haven't placed those rules on the World Wide Web yet, because it's still, even though we're
two decades into it,
the Wild West.
Yep.
It is absolutely still the Wild West, and people are just running and gunning, right? And it's unbelievable. Until they start being able to control these companies, they won't do anything. So...
Do you have a big... I guess I don't...
I didn't mean to turn that into
I got one more. I got one question about that. Do you have a big following on TikTok as well?
Yeah, I got 200,000 on it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, and I like it. I don't want it to go away.
Okay, I guess that's what I was
And I love
to.
TikTok. I love watching. I buy things from there. The fucking videos make me laugh. But I don't put myself into news feeds, right? There's people that put themselves into news feeds and get lost, right?
Sure.
You know, and everything scares them. And they don't do research after they watch a video. They just believe that, right? And that's how... These machines get them, right? So,
what's in your TikTok feed? What do you see? What does it know that you like or think that you like?
A lot of plane stuff. I like a lot of airplanes.
Okay.
For some unknown reason, I got a lot of plane stuff. A lot of people getting cut off in traffic. what else?
I want that.
I love dogs, definitely dogs, like all about like French bulldogs, dogs. They send me a lot of dog stuff. Girls with yoga pants. Absolutely, girls with yoga pants. There's a guy, Natoli, I think is his name, and he dresses as a janitor, but he's actually a power lifter, and he's a tiny little guy, and he'll go up to big guys in this janitor's outfit and say, you're doing that wrong, and they try to push him away, and then he'll just pick it up with one arm, and it's pretty fucking fantastic.
Yeah, it's funny.
I like watching that those ones. A little bit of hockey. Some joke stuff, and you know, like, but yeah.
How about you? TikTok?
Not really. I'm not really on TikTok. I don't really want.
You have important things to do.
Well, no, it's not that it's not important. It's just it's just overwhelming, right? All of this stuff.
It's the easiest one to scroll, though.
Yeah, it is the easiest one. I do use Instagram, and I guess I get a lot of road rage videos. I kind of and like cooking stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, road rage. Yeah.
Instagram is basically old people's TikTok.
Yeah, that's my thing.
I tell my wife that all the time.
I
don't know what's going on TikTok. You do, but it's against Instagram. That's it's the same stuff. The only difference is, and I interrupt John because that's what I do. But it's I don't know what it is about TikTok, but it's much easier to scroll and find stuff than the others.
Yeah, well, it just goes right to it. Yeah. There's no other like in between. It just goes right.
Right, is that what it is? I'm just like it's so easy.
Yeah.
So it's whoever is going to do the next one will just have to come up with that, like just redo that.
That idea.
But the shitty part is we're going to lose. I know there's a lot of people that have way more followers, but don't have anything on the other platforms that are going to be in trouble.
Sure.
If it gets closed down. I think it'll get bought at some point. But I'm like, how do you buy something like that? And do they not put a back door in so they all get...
Yeah, how do you not prevent that from still misinformation or whatever? You know what I mean? How do you not? I mean, like Twitter, I mean, that's what happened there. It's kind of just the same thing, right? I mean,
just overrun. It doesn't matter who has it, right? Like, it's just... What, they're going to check fucking a billion, you know?
Now hiring!
But I think the way you should have to have a... The way you have a... profile is that you should have to put in some sort of ID. Mm-hmm. I think that's how you get rid of the misinformation, right? We got to know where it's coming from.
Yeah. I have a fake Facebook account that I use to...
I knew I hated you.
Yeah. To badmouth comedians I don't...
This is the guy. This is the guy.
To badmouth comedians I don't like. And
look, we have to... We have
bad
to.
Food reviews.
Yeah. I really do you have a fake one?
I do.
Really?
Yes, and I absolutely use it to not to be an asshole, but more to be like, how do I say
that's
this?
Just a side effect.
Maybe, yeah.
It's just
like,
a bonus.
What's a good example? Some a-hole was promoting. Oh, somebody that lives near me was like, hey, I'm looking for a rental property in this area, and she listed a price. And some asshole was like, well, I don't have one for that price, but I have one available soon for this price, and it was like triple the price.
Wow.
And I was like, it's why I got into my anonymous account. I was like, dude, you're fucking clueless. Like, you have no concept. This woman can't afford what you're offering.
Right.
Like, go away. She's That's not. Funny. She clearly wrote a number here this on what one, she's yeah, looking yeah, yeah. for. You're just like, go do that someplace else.
Right.
So shit like that just bugs the shit out of me.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. I don't have a fake one, though. Do you have a fake one?
No.
Yeah, I do. Maybe I shouldn't have admitted that, but...
Did you have to use a different email? How do I do it?
I think different email.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Just make sure.
See, it should be ID. It should definitely be ID.
Yeah, I promise you, I'm not like mean to people.
No,
this
you don't.
Like,
I don't care. Even if you
this
are,
this is where I let people all my racist thoughts. I put them up. They're like, you know, it's nothing. Like
you're Randy from South Park. No, it was Kyle's dad that was fucking trolling.
Yeah,
right.
I saw that one. Yeah,
and he was loving it. He was drinking his wine while he was doing it. Oh, my God.
But once people find out you have that other account, right? Once they blast you, right? When other people like comment or like I've seen these.
Oh,
like,
I have too. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, a guy like
politicians or whatever. They
made a great point to a guy last week, and he's like, "This coming from a guy with an anonymous account." And I was like, "Oh, I mean, you're right, but
that's funny.
You're right." However, I was right too.
We actually seen a comedian not too long ago that bought and got followers and likes.
Well, mostly just followers, not many likes.
On certain things, he bought some likes, though. Yeah, I don't know if some of them, like, and it was like really obvious, right? It was really obvious.
Yeah.
But he was bragging about getting them. Hey, just got 250,000. But I seen, and I had no idea. In Instagram, when you hide a comment, it just puts it in a hidden box. You can still look at it. You can just so somebody had called him out on it. It seems like just the other day you were at 100,000.
Oh, wow. I didn't know. I'll have to look at that.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be my next thing, going after people and outing them for that.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
It's pretty obvious.
I'm sure.
Like, you got 250,000 followers and 17 views.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Final thing. I'd like to bring up usually the end of the show podcast here.
I feel like a 14-year-old girl. I got so many followers. It's crazy. All my friends like me. We're all getting wristbands, and we're all going to hang together. It's going to be fantastic.
Me and my pretty friends.
It was so much easier. I'm enjoying it, but it was so much easier when I just had to do comedy. Like, all the other stuff makes me really fucking tired.
Yeah, yeah. I know. You have real jobs now. Just going up on stage.
It's a shift, yeah.
Yeah,
it's
John fucking shift. Does a lot of work, and I still have to do some work, and I don't do anywhere near the work he does. And I'm just like, oh, it makes me tired.
Nice. Nice. Final thing, merch. I know you brought merch along.
Yeah.
What? It's a couple t-shirts.
I got a couple t-shirts. So we still sell my dog Mini Pearls on a thing that says drop it on a t-shirt. We got Dr. Henry Wong, which is the found in front of the Ian Bag household. My wife got all liquored up and found a big dick dog in front of our house, and she thought he had five legs when she found him. It's a big dog energy shirt, Dr. Henry Wong. Got a huge hammer on him. It's pretty funny. And then we just, one day I was doing a show in Chicago and this couple showed up and they're wearing We Love Caesar Salad shirts. And they're like, we made these for you. And I'm like, well, I'm fucking selling that as a t-shirt. And I'm stealing that idea and I'm going to make it a t-shirt. And she said, fantastic. And I shipped them a couple of the ones I made. And yeah.
That's how that happened?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Because I would have never thought of it as a t-shirt. But when they were wearing it, I'm like, well, why? If they're wearing it, I'm gonna sell it. It's my joke. So, yeah.
Genius.
Yeah, so I changed the design and yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
So they're available here at the shows.
They're available at the show. We have a new order in. They're sold like hotcakes, as people say. And we're just having some new ones come out. So
awesome. And then clearly people, whatever tickets are left here, come here, see you this weekend.
Come here, go on.
Me.
Yeah.
And then you're obviously one of the best followers on social media because of all these clips that are entertaining.
Yeah. It really is, but it's always different. That's what's so cool. I mean, you see a lot of stuff like, you know, I mean, crowd work became a thing, I guess, during, you know, last couple of years. And but this guy's, I mean, people have known him that for so long for doing that. And so it's really great that it's these little pieces and you can now we're just getting it from every possible show,
we're putting out hours every so often.
I'm surprised you're doing that.
It's awesome. Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, we're doing that, and Patreon has got everything that's uncut, and sometimes we just throw a whole show on for no apparent reason because people have paid $6 a month to have stuff beforehand and to have stuff that isn't going on the other places. And so I would love to turn that to be turned into my social media where I can just do that.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So it never will be that, but it'll be the strong, at some point it'll be the stronger point, right? So you'll get raw.
That's
what you'll get, and you'll get comments and stuff like that, and I will be able to tell people to fuck off, but I won't need to because those are the people that come on to play.
Yeah.
Those are not the people that
they have money involved.
They don't want to they don't want to block the play. They want to be part of the play.
There you go.
Yeah, so thank you so much for always supporting us.
Of course. It's sincere. I've always been a big fan, so I appreciate that as well. Great to meet you.
Nice meeting you as well.
You'll see him next time. He'll be headlining.
Yeah, hopefully you're back again.
Lewis needs to know him. He's fantastic. I've got him. We've made the plan for the next year. He is just going to travel with me, and then he'll be headlining his own stuff and maybe coming out with me every once in a while because he does, you know, control all the filming and stuff like that. And so, yeah, he's going to have a huge career for the next year. He's so funny.
Hope so.
Yeah. Look at that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll come back next year and we'll, get some updates.
Right on.
And celebrate all the
he'll be here success. Wednesday, Thursday, and now he'll be here Friday and Saturday. That's going to be the deal.
Perfect. Perfect. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you so much for listening to No Laugh Track Podcast, the show with a new comedian headliner every single week with me, the host, Justin Severson. The show is produced in the heart of Minneapolis' North Loop neighborhood at the legendary Acme Comedy Club. You can listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Podbean, and watch the video version on our official No Laugh Track YouTube channel. Wherever you are enjoying the pod, remember, drop a like, leave a review, and please tell your friends about the show. And most importantly, come to Acme and see my show in person.